This one, I think that's for you. How important is intuition in quantum? You're the expert.
How are you going to navigate a field that is infinite, that is beyond comprehension, even if we're super, super smart and we've call ourselves researchers and doctors and whatever? How is a tiny part of our brain going to be able to comprehend something that is so big? We will need a guidance in that, right? You need a sat nav. You need a way of navigating, and that for me is intuition. That is that ability to say hell yes or hell no, and make choices that either follow your soul's path and your heart's mission and satisfy the ego, or just follow one of those and then create a lot of trouble, actually. So I say they're one.
Okay, and can you tell about your book?
Can you tell? Yeah, I wrote a book. This is fascinating because it became an overnight bestseller, although I had not set the intention for that. Because the only reason why I wrote the book was because I was doing a training and this guy challenged me and he said, you need to write a book. And I said, do I? And he said, yeah, it needs to be finished in 6 weeks. And I said, are you insane? And he said, no, you need to put it all in one quick book, what you teach. Come on, 5 steps. This was a coaching call. I was paying a lot of money for this. So I was on this phone call, and then this guy, whose name I will not tell you right now, he said, okay, so what's the title of your book? What is it that you do, Joy? And I said, I help people train their intuition. He said, okay, so the book title is How to Use Your Intuition to Change Your Life. You agree? And I said, okay, that'll do. And then he said, okay, what's your method? How do you do it? And you know, being put on the spot like that by this very, I would say, alpha aggressive male who was literally shouting down the phone, it really worked for me. Because it triggered all my past memories of other male authority figures telling me what to do. So I jumped in and I said, I'll prove to you I can do this, right? And in that call, I defined the structure of the book, what I was going to be talking about, so that afterwards I literally only had to fill it all in. I just had to write it. And this is the result. And why I'm so proud of it is not only because it was created in absolute flow, because write a book in 6 weeks, from starting date to publishing, and then just put it out there, and then suddenly my tribe appeared, and people started turning up, literally at my doorstep, in emails, in messages saying, Joy, I love this book. This is the guidebook I would have needed. I want to help you promote it. Tell me what to do. And I said, share it. Just tell people to read it. And then suddenly we went with zero marketing. And it was actually the same day that this beautiful man here told me, I'm going to share that story. This is the worst book launch I have seen in history.
I'm an alpha male, sorry.
Same day, I was like, okay. Same day, we hit number one. Not 1 cent of marketing, and I am damn proud of that. So if you like the sound of that and you would like to know what are the 5 steps to strengthen your intuition, I've put it all in here. I don't keep any secrets. You can do it too. And if you would like me to sign your book, I'll do that too. So thank you.
So, to the defense of all alpha males in the room, I want to say something.
Or they create great stuff, right? They make us do stuff.
Sometimes pressure works, okay? Because especially what happens in life that we have great ideas, we have great things in our minds. All of us do. We all have great stories. But a lot of us make the mistakes that we ask the question sometimes, who am I, right? Or I'm not ready. You know, not now, maybe tomorrow, maybe next year. True or false, right? And sometimes you need to have your beautiful behind kicked for you to get into motion. And I'm not taking responsibility for that. Thank God it was another male. So,
serious.
But and that's when you can see the beautiful expression of yin and yang. Sometimes yin states too much yin. Do you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you need a little bit of yang to get going. And then what I think the beauty is of being under pressure sometimes is that you have to be in a flow. What I saw Joy do here was beautiful because it was just being in the flow and just not let the pressure put you into freeze or stress. Do you know the difference? Sometimes when you have a lot of pressure, you get crammed up. But she actually used her intuition to download what was needed to come into the book. And that's why this book was blessed. It was just meant to do. And then I come in and say, well, I would have done the marketing different, but this was not me doing it. It was her energy creating that. And the universe proving to me again, there are many ways to get results, right? So I've learned from this as well. So I stand humble in front of you, my love.
It's such a great story. Goddess. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.